I'm not sure I'm going to accept that what I said was not about solving specific problems. I think it's fine to run a niche business. I'll just try that on you again. I ran a cryptography business that met, you know, hello? I mean, some people in the room don't even know what that means. So it probably isn't, you know, the world's biggest business opportunity. And sure enough, it wasn't. I built a respectable size business. The business was a $50 million a year business when I sold it in sales terms. So, you know, that sounds like a lot, but that's, well, maybe it doesn't. It's nothing. That's a tiny, tiny business. You know, I remind you about Apple's latest figures. You know, that's a tiny, tiny business. So that's a niche business. Niche businesses are fine, but it was a global business, and it would never have got beyond its first $1 million. In fact, it would literally never have got beyond its first $1 million if it hadn't been global, because the second $1 million came from the United States. You know, we went to America, we knew the customers were going to be in America, we built a sales operation in America, and we sold to people in America, and if we hadn't done that, we would not have got, you know, where we got to. So I think there's a difference between geographic scale and nichiness. By all means, solve a problem that's relatively esoteric, but let's try and make sure that the maximum possible number of people have it. Are there people who invest in even more nichey businesses than that? Yeah, I think they're called banks, and that's not a purgative remark, but, you know, go borrow the money, produce a traditional business plan, you know, produce some kind of accountancy model that says, I need this much money to achieve this. And if you can demonstrate that it's got cash flows, then you will get, you know, the money on a loan or some other more fundamental terms. Equity businesses are usually financed because they're going to have huge scale, and therefore equity investors are going to get upside in their money, which is, you know, I'm trying to get 10 times my money. When we do the arithmetic, it's very hard to do that on a business which is only selling within one country, even one relatively large country like the UK.